Good evening, and welcome to Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles. I am Dan Bain, and every episode I improvise a low-stakes podcast for you to fall asleep to. If you would like to follow the show, you can do that on the internet, where there are many options to successfully do so. I also have a newsletter that comes out once a month and has behind the scenes information, as well as short little pieces of fiction I have written for free, and a degree, if I'm honest, of advertising. But all content is advertising in some way, isn't it? So, best info newsletter. If you enjoy the show and you'd like to buy me a coffee in order to help you, I came up with a good way of describing this. If you'd like to buy me a coffee to keep me awake so I can keeping you, it was very catchy and I've forgotten it. Anyway, the opportunity to do that is also in the show notes. It's been a while. At least a week since I received 5 golden stars on Apple Podcasts. So, dear friends, if you have not yet done so, it's becoming very soon your time to rate and review wherever you found this podcast. They can wait. For now, put down your phone, turn off your screens, and close your eyes. Now it's time to be mumbled to sleep. Season 4, Episode 5, yes, Season 4, Episode 5, Statistical Breakdown and Data Analysis. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this breakdown of the behind-the-scenes statistics of the popular sleep aid podcast, Dan Bain's Sleepy Time Mumbles. Now, Dan builds this show as a podcast you can miss, which is a little piece of, I guess, reverse psychology, perhaps. But despite this, there are a reasonable number of people who are missing the show by listening to it, and I'd like to go through some of the, I guess, the breakdown of what those numbers look like and what some of the demographics we might be able to infer from that. If you, of course, are a listener yourself to the podcast, this may be interesting for you in terms of not feeling you are alone. Sometimes the relationship between podcaster and podcast listener can seem like maybe you are the only person who knows about it. So let me take some time to give you some confidence that in this world you are not alone. So, first of all, let's look at a classic metric for podcasts, which is basic number of downloads across the last 30 days. Obviously, so this number, these numbers are valid as of Monday the 19th of June, 3:34 p.m. And that is New Zealand Standard Time, or plus 12 GMT. Okay, so first of all, just raw downloads over the last 30 days, that's the period from May 20th through to today, 2,569 downloads. And of course, this is across all episodes, it's important to remember, not just the most recent episode. The thing with Sleepy Time Mumbles content is it is what is known in the podcasting industry as evergreen content. The content does not age out. It's not relevant to a particular time or place in history. It is evergreen and ever able to be accessed for its intended purpose. So that's that raw statistic over the last 30 days. Those of you who have been here since the beginning may be interested in this statistic, which is of all time. And that is currently sitting at 74,945 downloads since we began. Kind of a monthly, we've yet to get back to the peak that I was at in January 2022, when the show was weekly and I was averaging about 4,000 downloads a month. But we're slowly building back up to that with a monthly release program with some little bonuses in between. And yes, as you'll remember, of course, the last 3 days, the last 30 days rather, 2,569. So reasonable, a reasonable effort to get back to where we were while still maintaining a sustainable release rate that isn't burning out The Podcaster. Okay. Let's have some quick look at some download stats here. There's some other interesting pieces of data that we're able to access here. First of all, the most popular episode of all time is currently XCOM 2 War of the Chosen Part 2. Now, this is actually a bit of a... it's a considerable outlier, with coming up to 3,000 downloads individually. But the reason for that is that for the best part of a year, or however long it was on hiatus, I think that was a year, XCOM 2 War of the Chosen Part 2 was the top, it was the last released episode. So anyone who was searching for a new sleep podcast, finding Sleepy Time Mumbles and then immediately clicking on the latest episode would do this. And so it has an advantage of being the first cab off the rank for nearly a year, so that has skewed those numbers, and is perhaps an important lesson in analysis of data, that just sometimes the raw numbers themselves are not telling the truth. But the second most popular episode, however, is Christmas Lies from New Zealand, which is a very popular episode and is probably genuinely popular as well, with 1,662 total downloads, and that's again people returning to that episode over and over again. Let's talk a little bit about the audience demographics, and in order to do this we will discuss locations of users across the entirety of the history of the podcast. So we will be using all episodes for these metrics, not just the... In fact, let's compare them between the last episode, so the most recent singular episode, and then against them of all time, and see if the metrics are approximately corresponding. Let's have a look. So our last episode, 85% in North America, 8% in Europe, and 12% in the Oceania region, with 5%. That seems about right. The majority of my downloads have always been from North America, because New Zealand hates its own people. Just self-loathing is a big part of the culture, and the prophet is always a madman in his hometown. as the saying goes. I love that saying, and I certainly found it true. When I toured my comedy show outside of New Zealand and Australia. Wonderful. Okay, so getting a little granular. Portland, Oregon, most popular place in the world to listen to Sleepy Time Mumbles, or rather the most recent episode, which was the omnibus episode of People You Don't Know, followed in first equal place. I assume they won by benefit of alphabetical order. Westboro, Massachusetts. So, bless your little hearts, Portland and Westboro. Now let's have a look at the all episodes number. Okay. And they are actually, we can actually extrapolate pretty much very similar data. So again, of all time since we began, North America, so, and that's including Canada, 85% of all downloads, approximately 64,000. America and Canada, of course, big podcast nations. They love to listen. They've really discovered them. Then Europe, 7%, just over 5,000 downloads. Oceania, 6%, about 4,500 downloads. And then followed by some fairly negligent numbers that all come in at 0%, but 746 downloads across Asia, 118 through Africa, and 103 through South America. So if you are listening from those locations, shout out to you for being what am I suggesting here? For being unusual. Perhaps unusual, I'm not sure, but thank you. I guess it's harder for you to find the show if you're in those locations, so thank you for taking the time. Let's get really granular on this now and go not just by global region, but let's have a look at the top 10 countries across all time for downloads of Sleepy Time Mumbles. Number one, USA, USA, USA. 70% of all downloads, 52,000, 52,500, 52,600. Congratulations, America. Canada, second place, 14%. So Canada, it's gonna be quite an effort to knock the Americans off the first place podium here, but I have faith in you. You're only 40,000 downloads behind, so spread the word. If you thought it was going to be a challenge for you, though, it's going to be even harder for our third place getter, the United Kingdom, on 5% of all downloads total, approximately 4,300 downloads. Finally, after we give out all the medals, New Zealand apologetically limps up the rear, despite the fact that of all the countries in the world, this is the one in which I know the most amount of people. So thank you, everyone I know personally, for your support, if you are listening. If I know you personally and you are not listening, thanks for your support. But I say it in a sarcastic way. You know, when I'm saying thank you, but actually, that's not what I mean. Finally, in fifth place, the last one to break into the actual full percentage points, Australia on 1% with 852 downloads. Extraordinary, to be honest. I have done some work in Australia before, and it might have been even harder than New Zealand. I'm not sure. Mixed bag, but for those Australians who are there listening, sleeping, congratulations and thank you. Then all with, I don't know, approximately a couple of hundred each in this order: Germany, the Netherlands. A real surprise entry here. In eighth place, Bangladesh. Bangladesh, extraordinary. 178 downloads. That speaks to more than one person as well. Or one very sleepy person who always streams it. Either way, listener or listeners in Bangladesh, I see you. Thanks for being here. Then Sweden, and finally in 10th place, France. France, the country that holds the language that I am currently on a 61-day streak in Duolingo. You may be wondering, friends, does that mean that at some point in the future I will attempt an entire episode in French? I don't want to write checks with my mouth that my language center of my brain can't cash. But maybe. That's it at a country level. Let's talk about the top 10 cities. Ooh, let's really drill down now. Now we're going to start talking about... This feels like a... time for a shout out on the... And you may think that this would be exclusively dominated by cities in the United States, as they have such a overwhelming number of the total downloads. But you can concentrate people in one place. And that's a good way to turn things around. Nonetheless, in first place, 3% of all total downloads, Portland, Oregon. Good gracious, Portland. I guess there are many reasons for you to need a hand going to sleep. I saw your riots and watched you throw things at the police. I don't know if you were a police thrower or if you're a police person, but nonetheless, whatever side of that you came down on, I bet you needed a good night's sleep. Number 2, Warrenton, Virginia. Both a city and a state I have never visited, but nonetheless, they have a hunger in Warrenton for sleeping, and I provide it. Third place, Chicago, Illinois. Ah, Chicago, America's home of improvisation and that deep dish pizza, I understand, but I know more about the annoyance and the Improv Olympic than I do about your unusual culinary choices. City by the lake. Smashing pumpkins, right? Okay. Fourth place, Christchurch, Canterbury, New Zealand. I don't know anything about this place. Just kidding. That's where I live. Couldn't even make it into the top 3. I'm disappointed in you, Christchurch. Portland, Oregon has nearly twice the number of downloads, and I don't know anyone there. Look, I know it's not your fault. You're the listener, but I'm blaming the city. Then, Athens, Georgia. I understand they love the podcasts in Georgia. That's where all the, I don't know, isn't that where they make all the podcasts? I don't know, it seems like it anyway. Then Seattle, Washington. Extraordinary. I don't know anyone there either. I haven't been there either. Grunge. Do you feel like a needle? Space Needle. Is that Seattle? I think that's Seattle. Space Needle. Parrish, Florida. Extraordinary. Never been there. In 8th place, Graham, North Carolina. I would pronounce this Graham, North Carolina, but I bet it's pronounced Graham. I reckon it's Graham. Sometimes, in the same way that Parrish, Florida is maybe Parrish. No, it would never be that. That's insane. It has 2 R's. Parish. No, it wouldn't be that. But I think Graham is not Graham. I think it's Graham. North Carolina. Then finally, somewhere I've actually been turns up. It's Toronto in Ontario. With a fascinating 1,111 downloads. Isn't that a fun number? Which makes 1% of the numerology, huh? I've spent 3 days in Toronto. I was doing my motivational speaking show at a university for Catholics. I can't remember the name of it, but it was definitely a university and definitely Catholic. I remember because I wasn't allowed to talk about contraception, which seemed highly negligent. Oh, and I guess I've been to number 10. I've been to Vancouver as well. But in British Columbia. In Canada, I've been there. But I went there for... That was the end of the big tour that I did. And we drove from Edmonton through Jasper Park, National Park, through that, saw moose, and Vancouver was the, we weren't working, we were just there to end the experience. I was there for 4 or 5 days. I ended up staying on someone's couch that I met on the internet. Boy, I used to do crazy things the more I think about them. That's the top 10 cities of all time. What about on the last episode? Maybe that would be an interesting fact. Much the same, isn't it? Portland, Oregon, still number one. Westboro, Massachusetts. Ashburn, Virginia. Brooklyn, New York. Burnaby in British Columbia. Naples in Florida. Maybe they say that in a please. No, they don't. If they do, they shouldn't. They need to change that. Naples, surely. Los Angeles in the California, Sydney, New South Wales in Australia, again Toronto, Ontario, and then Surrey in British Columbia. What's in Surrey? I don't think I've been there, but something is pinging. Is there a Buskers Festival there? I don't know. Anyway, before we finish up, let's take a little time. Again, just looking across all episodes to talk a little bit about how people are consuming the podcast. First of all, a whopping 90% of people are consuming on a mobile device. Now, that makes a lot of sense because I guess it's unusual to have a computer in your bed. 4% of people are using a smart speaker. You know, one of the ones you talk to, I guess, and then it fetches what you like from the internet. And sometimes, I suppose, you ask it to fetch this. 2% of people are listening to it on a computer. Maybe that's a laptop, or maybe your bedroom has your computer in it. At one time, my bedroom was also my office. And although that meant I didn't really have a good separation between working and resting, it did mean that I could listen to cool things and watch things on my big, big screen while in bed. Finally, there's an unknown category, which is 1%. Who knows what that is? And then, bless these people, not enough of them to actually make a percentage, but there have been 142 downloads via a smart TV. which I find extraordinary. Otherwise, most people are choosing to download via Apple Podcasts. Thank you. Please rate and review 5 golden stars on Apple Podcasts. With a distant follow-up of people listening to it on Spotify, some on Amazon Echo. A few of you are just using a web browser. Extraordinary. And I do just want to shout out to the one person who listened to an episode on Apple iMessages. The one person who listened to one episode on a Amazon Fire device. And the three people who listened to an episode via Facebook for the very short period of time that Facebook was going, oh, maybe we do podcasts. No, you don't. Turns out you don't. Sorry. Yeah. Otherwise, Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Amazon Echo in a very distant third place. Google Podcasts even further behind. Like, there are more people listening to it in a web browser than on Google Podcasts. That's all right. They'll get there, I'm sure. Bless your heart, the 25 people who have listened to an episode using Windows Media Player. I have no idea how you managed to do that, but I am impressed. Most people are listening on an Apple iPhone, 78%. Followed by an Android phone, 8%, so a bit of a drop off there. I guess I don't have the penetration with Android users. Yeah, that's alright. Published 65 episodes, and once this episode goes out, I'll have hit 75,000 downloads. The show began on the June the 29th in 2020. So it's what year is it? It's nearly 3 years old. 2020, yeah. Coming up to its third birthday. In 10 days, actually. Happy birthday, Sleepy Time Mumbles. Happy birthday. That was Season 4, Episode 5 of Sleepy Time Mumbles. Sleepy Time Mumbles is produced by Nurse Octopus and hosted and invented by me, Dan Bain. There are many links to many things that enable you to find more information and about this project and other projects I do. You can click them in the links in the show notes. Those are clickable. I made them that way specifically. until next time. Good night. Sleep tight.